Now, last time you were here, Julian, you were telling us about the people who bumped off King Theobert the Little. No, he was
the good, the good,
the good.
yes.
And what happened to those people that bumped him off? And now you're looking at the successors that followed on. King Seabi and Sigiri?
Seahira.
Seahira.
Yeah, G's a silent, all the sort of y sounds.
All right. Seahira.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't think I've got that quite right. Never mind.
It's okay. That's fine. If you think of Tilbury, Tilbury was originally spelt with a G.
Right.
You know, a silent G becomes, it was pronounced like a y, becomes Tilbury. Huh?
Bury. Right, okay.
Okay. So, I mentioned before in the 660s there was a plague, and one of the things this caused was one of the kings, Siahera, he renounced Christianity. He came to the throne as a Christian and he renounced it. He thought, well, obviously God isn't helping us with this plague. So he went back to paganism. He also managed to lose Surrey, which was part of Essex. He lost that to Mercia in about the year 670. As a result of the sort of renunciation of Christianity, one of the things other kingdoms in England then began to do was to send bishops, you know, to help to try and reconvert. And the King of Mercia sent a bishop called Yaroman to try and reconvert the East Saxons. And this would be about the year 675.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked, and they reconverted. This time for good, the third time to...
third time lucky.
Yep, third time lucky. Siahir also married a lady who was the sub-king of Surrey, the Mercian king of Surrey, if you like, whose name was Frithuwald. And the lady was called Osuth.
Oh.
And Osuth eventually gave him a son, but also left him, thinking, no, I have to be absolutely devout. And she went off to a nunnery, which she founded herself, and you can guess where from the name Osuth, at
St. Osyth,
yes.
Well.
What we now call today is St. Osyth. There's a legend surrounding her that she was murdered by pirates,
mm-hmm.
and that her head was cut off, and that she picked up her own head, at which spot a spring sprung forth.
Mm-hmm.
That's still there. It's known as the Nun's Well. It's on
right.
private land, but it's still there. And then she carried her head to the local church where she was buried. And interestingly, in St. Osyth. And her head was actually preserved in silver and kept at the priory nearby, St. Osyth Priory, the ruins of which are still there, until Henry VIII's disestablishment of the church, and he wrecked the place, and the head was presumably stolen, and the silver melted down. The other thing that these two did, Sebi and Siahir, was invade Kent successfully, and for a while one of Sebi's sons was the king of Kent.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that Sebi did was to build the Strood across to Mersey Island.
Oh.
Now, if you go back before the Saxons,
yeah.
the time of the Romans, the land was rising from the sea.
Right.
So you could cross dryshod to Mersey. It wasn't an island.
Mm-hmm.
But by this time, you've got the sea beginning to encroach, the land is sinking,
mm-hmm.
and it was necessary for Sebi to build the Strood, the causeway, across to Mersey Island. It was only found that, in fact, it was Saxon in the late 70s. They found there were somewhere around 4,000 oak piles underneath it.
Wow.
All of which could be dated to the years 684 to 702. So it's precisely Sebi's reign. And Sebi seems to have been responsible for this part of Essex. So it was quite an undertaking. That's that causeway. It's sort of HS2 of its time, if
yes,
you like.
Yes, absolutely.
Sebi was always a devoted Christian. He never reverted to paganism. And St. Peter's, of course, was his minster church. So he needed to cross there himself, dry shod, and he wanted his priests to be able to come mm-hmm. across as well. And that seems to have been the reason why it was built. So we'll leave that, and next time we'll hear about Sebi's successors in the year 694.
Thank you very much indeed, Julian.